Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this Leonard?
It is. Who's this?
This is Paul. Leonard, I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke about a month and a half ago regarding branding your business on Google, Bing, Facebook ads, something that
you're interested in. Are you the same as 360 or are you different?
No, we're not 360. We are Local Splash. Did you already sign up for a similar service?
No. Well, I've got a meeting today at like 5 o'clock with them.
Okay.
To discuss it. What's the difference between you and them?
So we are a Google Premier partner. We do get our updates directly from Google. Of course, you've got a couple of different websites that are linked. I know you're looking to do, sunrooms or room additions and things like that. But this isn't the time for that. I mean, obviously, we want to promote you for HVAC.
So that's impressive.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I do, I've been doing this for a long time. April 17th will be my 12-year anniversary. I did send an email out to you, and I can resend it. This will also include Facebook paid.
Let me stop you. I like the way you talk, and you remember the bullet points, which you probably pay attention to your notes, which is good. So I'm interested, but they claim they're Google too. So what if I do both, 360 and you?
Well, as long as they're listing your business the same way that we would, and there's no conflicting information. I mean, we have it as Griffin Construction and Development, but the way that we list your business, as long as they're promoting the same phone number connected to the same business name, then there's not going to be any problem. The problem arises when, someone is listing you differently. Even if the ampersand instead of A&D spelled out, that could potentially work against you. But as long as you've got content and information talking about your services and service area, and as long as it's accurate, current, and consistent information for your business, then it only benefits you. It only counts against you when the AI sees conflicting information and starts to wonder if it's two different businesses or if some of that information is not accurate. Because if you're going to be on that first page, Google wants to know for sure that you'll pick up the phone, that you'll provide the services that you're listed for.
All right. Well, let me ask you next question then. Why would I go with you versus 360?
Well, if they are indeed a Google Premier partner, I mean, you're going to be in good hands regardless. We have been in business since 2004, over 20 years. I've been with the company myself for almost a dozen years. And I don't know what they would be charging you, but I do know that I've gotten what we call our Platinum Package, which is a comprehensive package, a 100-mile service area, the local SEO as well as the social media. I reduced that package by 50%, a little more than 50%, and waived your setup fee. That package is listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. You add that up, that's $898. That's about what we spend in the first month on our end to get you on that first page, and that's what really matters, getting you on that first page and getting your results. But I waived your $299 setup fee, cut your rate down from $599 down to $299. You'd be saving $599 in that first month alone. It's almost like getting the first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee, but it's better than that because it would never go up to $599. It stays kind of grandfathered in at $299, but that is obviously well below our operating costs. We'd have to earn your business for probably about 4 months just for us to break even on our end. But, earning our clients' business, keeping clients on board for the long term, even though it's month to month, that's how we've been able to keep our doors open for more than 20 years, providing a quality service at a fair price. A lot of other companies will lock you into a 3-month, 6-month, or 1-year contract. I hope that's not the case. But with us, not only are we month to month, but we are looking to invest in your success. Your success is our success. We need to earn your business just for it to make sense for us financially. But we're willing to do that with our experience, our expertise, and, of course, our updates directly from Google. I wouldn't offer it to you below our operating costs if I did not already know that you would be successful using the service.
Wow, you're convincing. I like that. That might be why I answered the phone.
I'm glad you did answer the phone, by the way.
Yeah, I'm bad. I get inundated with calls, man, and it's busy. But I ran out of work from Thanksgiving weekend until last week.
Okay.
And I haven't advertised in like 15 years.
Right.
And it throwed me for a loop.
I mean, you've been in business for 30 years, and a lot of people do know you, but not everyone does. And when people need to find someone who does what you do, they're going to turn to Google. And although you have a website, you've got a couple of websites, it's hard for people who don't know the name of your company to find you or to even know that
right.
You're providing those
services.
Yeah,
I'm not arguing that point. It was sobering to realize, oh, crap. I haven't needed advertising for 15 years. Now all of a sudden I'm 2 months without work.
Right.
And, you know, my bills didn't quit and my obligations didn't quit.
Yeah, that is absolutely
and
correct.
It,
yeah, those don't.
It definitely freaked me out. So I reached out to 360. I actually forgot about you, to be honest with you. I reached out to 360 and said, you know, I want to talk about this thing, but I like the way you're talking to me and I liked it last time when you talked to me.
Right.
So how much would it be each month?
So it would be kind of grandfathered in at that $299. That's our established business rate. It's actually our legacy rate. Established is at 10 years or more. You get about, you know, a 25% discount. But at 25 years, we do reduce the cost by 50%. So you'll always qualify for that legacy rate, only becoming more established as the years go by. So that rate would never go up. It's only exactly $299 a month, meaning there's no taxes or fees or lead fees. Of course, the calls come
directly
to you.
Yeah, all the hidden stuff gets on the nerves.
We're not like, you know, your cable company or the phone provider. We're not trying to invent really crazy ways to charge you more. In fact, as a pricing director, it's my job to make it as simple, straightforward, and affordable as I can. It would bill once a month for exactly $299, never a penny more. Even if our price goes up, you'd be kind of secured at that flat rate of exactly $299. It's all inclusive. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or
job. All right,
you're
good. Let's move on to the next thought. They're wanting me at 360 at 5 o'clock. I'm supposed to be, they're supposed to be showing me how they're going to do what they're going to do for me.
Okay.
I got to do a Zoom call and I hate doing that because one, I have to be home at that time and I don't like that.
Yeah.
The second thing is I got to talk in front of my wife and she's been a stay at home mom for 39 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she freaks out when I go to spending money. On advertising.
Right.
You've never advertised before. Why you got to do it now?
Well,
so I kept telling this lady, I said, lady, I really don't want to deal with this at home. Tell me what you're going to do.
Yeah.
We need to show you, you know, so I don't know what they're trying to show me. Do you have any idea what they're going to try to show me?
You know, I don't know with something like that. I mean, with us, I know it's simple. It's a straightforward process. I mean, if you wanted to take care of everything on our end and not even do like a follow-up call, we can do that. As long as you understand the terms of experience that it's month to month and you can stop at any time. But we do prefer, it's a simple phone call.
No, I don't mind that. I mean, to do a Zoom call and them to take over my computer and show me, you know, how it's going to benefit me. I liked how thorough the girl was, but for example, the girl that reached out to me 4 months ago, I kept her number and I called her last week and she's already moved on and the new girl's been there a year.
Oh, okay.
And I don't like that. I like you saying you've been there 12 years. I know I'm going to get you when I call you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, April 17th will be my 12-year anniversary, so it's coming up pretty quick here. The way that we do it is quite different. I mean, obviously, you've been in business for a very long time. You're an expert at what you do. What we do is ever-evolving, and we're not trying to bamboozle you with, you know, all this technology and things like that. We make it simple and straightforward. In fact, you don't even have to be in front of a computer. It's certainly not a Zoom call. You can be working as long as you can carry on a conversation. But one of our technicians, very efficient, we just have to make sure we kind of check all the boxes, make sure we know that it's all Google compliant, hours of operation, the the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement or motto, slogan, tagline. Verify information off of your website and information that I already have here. But with that information, we can create all the content that you would need to be listed on the first page. Now, of course, keep in mind, you'll have a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll have 24/7 access to it. But as long as your phone is ringing, you answer the phone, that's usually enough for a lot of our clients to know that the service is working for them.
The problem with answering my phone is I get so many marketing calls. It gets annoying. We're here to give you $250,000 loan to run your business, and
right.
I get those all the time.
Right.
I just get inundated with calls to the point that if it's a customer, they leave a message, I call them right back.
So I need to drop that mentality,
I guess.
Well, you know, with our service, of course, you know, customers do call you directly. We will promote your existing business number. If you would want us
to. Yeah, I've had this number 25 years or better.
If it's to the point that you get a lot of calls that are not from potential customers, we could have a number listed for your business that customers would call, and it would forward to your number. If that makes it easier for you, I mean, I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, when customers
are
calling
you,
one of the things that we require, because we're Google partners, is for you to agree that you'll be responsive to phone calls. You don't have to answer them right away, but as long as you call back within 48 hours.
Let me tell you something. I've been doing this in the upstate where I live since 95.
Okay.
And I can promise you 90% of the work I get is because I simply call back and show up for an estimate.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe the times I hear, well, you're the only one that showed up. You're the only one that called back.
Mm.
You wouldn't believe the times I've heard that. So I've learned, call them back.
Right.
Because the worst case is you don't get the job. Best case is you got another job on the books.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, how do you benefit me? How do you advertise for me?
So we are going to create all of the content that Google looks for. The businesses on the first page are, well, for you, unfortunately, not the ones that have been doing it the longest. It's also not the guy that does the best job in town or has the biggest company. But the companies that have the right content online, let's say someone types in HVAC contractor or heating repairman near me, when you've got things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, when that, like a website talks about your services, your service area, when Google can see that, I mean, that's why it's called a search engine. When someone is looking for something, Google and Bing basically in an instant search for the content that relates to that search. When you've got the right content, you appear ahead of your competitors. And it's as simple as that. So we get our updates, well, simple meaning that, you know, we always have to stay on top of what directories Google wants to see, and they keep their updates regularly with us. When they make changes, they let us know ahead of time. But you'll always have the right content that Google indexes when someone does a search. And then, of course, you'll also have Facebook ads. The Facebook ads are included, and it's a great way for you to get your website out there in front of the people that are needing your services. Whether they've done a search on Google or Bing or not, you'll have ads that run in specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods. We will, of course, be targeting both residential and commercial clients.
All right, so say I do it for 3 months and I need to shut it off for 3 months. Do they strip me of the Google rankings?
Now, you know, first of all, it is month to month. So not only can you stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can pause it too. Of course, we don't charge you when it's paused.
If it's working, all I want to do is pause it.
Right, exactly.
You know, if it's working, why reinvent the wheel?
Exactly. And when you do pause it, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill. You would obviously stop pedaling. You'd keep going, maybe even pick up speed for a little bit, but eventually, you know, you have to get back to pedaling again. Now, how that relates to your listing, and it really doesn't happen right away. It takes probably 3 months before your placement would start to slowly trickle off the first page. Of course, it is our job, as long as you're an active client, to continue to make the updates, the blog posts, add new photos and content to keep you relevant and on that first page. That's why you'd be keeping the service. If it's paused, we don't shut anything down, but of course we don't actively continue to update anything.
Right.
One thing that we would pause on our end would be the Facebook ads, because the $100 of Facebook ads does come out of that $299, and when we're not charging you, the Facebook ads get paused too. But as far as your listing on Google and Bing, it takes about 3 months or so, depending on the area and industry, could be 3 or 4 months before your placement would slowly fall off the first page. It doesn't happen overnight. And
that
it kind of just trickles down one or two spots. Is that
all you do is Facebook? Do y'all do Instagram or anything?
You know, we are beta testing Instagram and even TikTok, but at this point in time, we know that the best return on investment actually comes from Facebook and Google. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people search on their smartphone. We will mirror the content on Bing as well, so you can get those phone calls and opportunities. Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, you'll have all of that content and more.
Okay. Next question is, what are the advertisements look like? Are they cheesy looking? Well, of course, I know you're going to say they're the best in the world, but I'm asking for an honest answer from you. My life depends on it.
Oh, sure, of course. So, you know, we will typically run about 6 or 8 different ads, and it's all, you know, the way that Google or Meta wants those ads to appear. And the way that we do it is compliant with let's say Meta, for example. It gets you a higher ad rank, a lower cost per click. And so it's the way that they want those ads to appear, as far as the big letters and the small letters and the headings and everything that follows it. So it's all in standard keeping with what would be on that first page, and that gets you a higher return on investment, lower cost per click. It means that the $100 of Facebook ads would last the entire month. We're not trying to charge you anything more. If it ends up like 3 weeks in and your ads get clicked out for some reason, I don't think they would. 400 clicks is a lot. Then we can always talk to you about maybe adding to your Facebook budget. But 100 miles and, you know, 20 cents per click, $100, that's 400 clicks. That should work out just fine for you. But we do everything, you know, as we are recommended to do by Google and by Facebook. So it is professional looking, first of all, but in compliance with everything that would be on the first page. It's not
I just want to know that it's going to get people's attention.
Yeah, of course. It is going to. I mean, that's what actually makes it work the best. Is, you know, the bold-faced heading and, you know, the bullet points and the services listed. That's what's going to get your phone ringing. We also do build custom websites in-house that are Google compliant and mobile optimized, conversion driven, although you already have existing websites that we would be able to promote, so we don't have to build a website for you.
Yeah, I like my website. I do too
like your website.
All right.
And it's really about making it easier for people to see it.
Well, I love your sharp, quick ability to answer and direct answers. And then you said something that I like when we first started talking. You said, well, you know, if 360 doesn't contradict, that's fine. You didn't try to disparage them. You basically were trying to let me know that you weren't going to subvert somebody else to get my business. And I like that.
Yeah, I mean, you might find that you don't need them, although it would not conflict with us, but if we're getting your phone ringing sufficiently enough and
yeah, I don't need
calls,
them.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I know that you said you had kind of 5 o'clock blocked off for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do your client interview at 5 o'clock. It would be scheduled from 5 to 6, or we could do 6 to 7. We've got those times available. You don't have to be in front of a computer, as I mentioned. It takes about 30, maybe 35 minutes. It is a 1 hour window for that follow up call. Like I said, just to kind of verify information.
So I wouldn't be dealing with you or what?
Well, I don't handle client interviews, but I am your contact lead. So once your client interview is set up and scheduled and completed, from that point on, I would be your first point of contact for your account.
All right. Well, let's set up let me call this 360 lady. I may just cancel with her and tell her something's come up, and so I like the way you talk, but I just want to be honest with people too. I wouldn't tell her something come up. I'm just telling her I may go a different direction or hear what she has to say and then call you back. Can I call you back?
Well, I mean, you certainly can. You know, I just wanted to make sure that I've been able to answer any questions.
Set up the appointment. Set up the interview. Let's do it now.
Okay.
Or whatever you're available.
Does 2 o'clock? I'm sorry. You said 5 o'clock, or would 6 o'clock work better for
you? Yeah, I told her I would call her back and do 5 or 6. So why don't we do? You said I could be on the phone. I don't have to be in front of my computer.
Correct. You don't have to be home. You don't have to be in front of a computer.
What about 4:30? Are you available at 4:30?
Your
guy.
Yeah, I think the earliest that I could get you, because it's already after 4, I would have to put in some notes and give them a heads up. I think the earliest I could do would be 5.
All right, let's do 5.
Okay. You'll be off the call by 5:30. You can call her after that if you told her to give and call between 5 and 6.
Yeah,
so we could do that follow-up call at 5. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. And then I think I've got most of the information that I need. It is Griffin Construction and Development, right? That's how you want the business branded. The A&D is the word A&D spelled out, not the ampersand or the symbol.
Right.
The phone number that we're speaking on, this is the one you would want your customers to call, right? This is the business number. And then is it the GriffinContractor.com that you wanted to promote?
Yeah, GriffinContractor.com and the Legacy. Well, you know, if you promote just the one, it's got a button on it. Can you pull it up, please?
Yeah, I am. And then you can.
Did you see the button where you can click on it for HVAC services?
Right. Yeah. So we, the click here, it's red. You hover over it, it turns green.
Yeah.
You click on it, and it goes to your other website.
Yeah.
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 That's perfect. And then LG@GriffinContractor.com. I know your first name is Leonard, and I never do want to assume, but in this case, I might take a stab at it. Is your last name Griffin, just like the business?
It is. G-R-I-F-F-I-N.
Gotcha. And then there is a physical street address, the 212 Arrowwood Branch Road,
yeah.
Do customers ever go there? Is that an address you
No, that's actually, I live, I pastor a church. I'm bivocational, and I live in the parsonage.
I gotcha. Okay. So that's not an address that we would need to promote, and Google wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on that door any more than you would. Especially since you're out in the field most days. So,
yeah, I don't like that idea.
Yeah, that address will not be listed anywhere online.
Okay.
And then I will have your follow-up call scheduled at 5 o'clock. It's a little bit short notice for our automated system to send out the reminder email that goes out an hour prior.
That's okay, I'll be looking. What number is it coming from?
It will be coming from an 877 number.
All right, I'll answer
it. And then the other thing that I would do here, I mean, obviously, we're going to process that payment of $299. It is an exact amount. The setup fee is waived. Now, before I can even ask you for that form of payment, because we are a Google Premier partner, I am required to read a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know it's month to month, that we're waiving your setup fee, that we're reducing the cost of the service. Although it is recorded, you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, and if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
All right. But when do I need to make the $299 payment?
So if we can, we would do that now, and your follow-up call would be in a little less than an hour from now.
So what if I don't like what the follow-up call does for me? Then I'm stuck with a $300 deduction on my card.
Well, if you're not happy with the service, and, you know, obviously, you know, you do have a 3-day right of rescission. We are obligated legally to refund your money on the spot. I mean, obviously, it's not something that we would expect to happen. Your follow-up call is pretty straightforward. It is designed to make sure that we have the right information to accurately promote your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we do take care of all of that in that follow-up call. But like you said, as long as you're happy with the service, we would continue to move forward with that. I mean, I don't think it would be an issue.
Well, I'd rather clear my conscience with this 360 girl before
you
I
can do that. That makes you feel
you know,
better.
Before I do that,
I know you only reached out to them because you kind of forgot about speaking with
me. I did,
here.
And I'm sorry for that. I was wrong in not calling you first, but actually, I just didn't remember, I guess, or either I thought you were 360, one or the other.
Yeah, and I know I sent that email out
to
you.
But y'all offer the same thing. Y'all offer the same thing, it seems like.
Well, they are very similar services. Do you remember what they were going to charge you, or had she even mentioned that?
It was like $300 a month.
Okay, so
that's why I didn't do it last month. I actually reached out to her last month.
Oh, okay.
And
gotcha.
Things were really tight, and I was like, no, I said, let me get through the holidays. And then I reached out to her yesterday.
I don't know if that includes Facebook ads or not. I mean, if it's only a local campaign and you're, you know, kind of comparing apples to apples here, you know, without the Facebook.
Yeah, I wish I had her on the phone. I would get you to ask her those questions. But
we could do a local campaign $1.99 a month. So if they're not going to include $100 of Facebook ads, you would be paying a little bit more for a basic service, one that we could provide at $1.99 a month. But I think
what good is that? The Facebook ads are important.
They are very important, exactly. So I'm not trying to tell you that the $1.99 would be a better package for you. I think the $2.99 for that 100-mile service area is exactly what you need, just only knowing what she's charging being the same amount, but it might not be for the same services.
Right, okay. All right, what's your name again?
My name is Paul.
Paul. All right, Paul. I got you. I heard your recording. I got 40 voicemails. Saved the ones that I knew I wanted to call back for various reasons.
I'm going to resend
the email. So is this the number
email
I can call you?
Yeah, that number's fine. I mean, it's going to route through one of my mapping coordinators that would be in between phone calls, and they would transfer the call over to me.
All I got to do is ask for Paul.
Exactly. I also just sent out just reset the email that I sent out to you. And then my direct contact is on there as well, the toll-free with my extension.
Let me call this girl, and then I'll call you right back, say, within a half hour.
All right. That sounds perfect. I'll be waiting for your phone call. All right.
I would give you the same respect. So.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the integrity. You have a great couple hours. We'll talk to you soon, though. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.